since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Football Tuesday here on Drive Time Sports, breaking down the offseason, going over the over-unders that Vegas has set for 2023. We just talked AFC East. Now we'll move over and talk NFC East. And just looking at the odds to win the division in Vegas, right now Philadelphia plus 100, Dallas is plus 175. I think there is a significant gap in between the top two and the bottom two in this division, Vinny. But you could probably take that even one step further and say there's a big gap between number one and number two in Philly and Dallas. The one question, this is where I want to start it off with, because we're probably going to spend more time talking about Philly than any other team. A Super Bowl hangover is a real deal, especially when you lose. It is a real thing. The only two franchises that have been able to really avoid the Super Bowl hangover in some regard would be Kansas City and New England. That's it. When you go back and you look at it historically, right, over the last 20 years, it's very difficult for a team to get back to that stage. And I was thinking about this, and of course, maybe in a Ram homer, I'm gonna go back to 2000 and 2002. You had the greatest show on turf win, had that Super Bowl hangover the following year, a lot of injuries. They got back the year after, they lost, and then it took 20 years to get back. Yeah. And we're talking about one of the greatest offenses in the history of the game. We can go more recently. I mean, let's look at Andy Reid when he was head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. They got to the Super Bowl. They got beat. And it took quite a long time for the Eagles to get back. They went through a coaching change, drastic facelift in general with that franchise. Yep. It's tough to do.
You know, and it depends. There's a lot of factors going into this. One of them is going to be the NFC is not as good as the AFC.
Well, it's not even close.
It's not even close. You have a young coach and a young quarterback. Is there some growing pains there? But this team returns pretty much intact, and they should win their division, and they do have the best roster, and you know, I think they're the best roster in the NFC.
Yeah, one of the things I like about what Philly did, you have Jalen Hurts, who was absolutely MVP caliber season, no question. You've been a big fan of Jalen Hurts since he was at Oklahoma. You went and watched him live and in color, and you were a big fan, sold on him from that day on. But even though they have an MVP caliber quarterback, they didn't go out and just spend on offense. In fact, they went out and bolstered their defense even more. And that's what I like about the roster construction in Philadelphia. They didn't lose sight of who they are and how they built what they have built. I like that.
Yeah, and you know, they promoted within. You know, the quarterback coach, people from Utah should know the name Brian Johnson. If you don't, shame on you if you like Utah football. But you know, you take the quarterback coach, you promote him to a guy that helped him develop into an all-pro quarterback. I mean, from rookie to last year, Jalen Hurts, you know, growth was incredible. Now, did they lose their offense coordinator? Yeah, but your quarterback coach, the guy in the room with the quarterback every day, gets a promotion to call and plays to him. And that's going to be a smooth transition. It's a huge transition.
Yeah, because had they not done that, Brian Johnson would be an offensive coordinator somewhere else.
Somewhere else, absolutely. What his work with Jalen Hurts has been good. So, you know, barring injuries, again, a lot of it's luck, a lot of it's injuries, but they have the best roster. You're right. They didn't go out and spend like crazy. They still have plenty of weapons. They bolstered the defense.
Yep.
You know, they lost their defensive coordinator. But, you know, if you're the Eagles, you're looking back at it right now and you're thinking to yourself, we're Super Bowl champions if we don't give up 14 points in non-offensive touchdowns.
Yep.
I mean, they scored, I think it was 34 points. They scored 34 points.
Mm-hmm.
They should have won that game. They know it. Everybody watching that game knows it. So, you know, you're there. You got a young coach. You got a nice GM. You got draft capital that you've used wisely.
Well, they got the best player on a lot of people's boards. Think about that. The NFC champions.
Yeah, got the, he fell into your lap.
The best player on many draft boards. And, you know, it's funny when we get really into the draft, Vinny. Jalen Carter started slipping on draft boards when the news of the hit and run or whatever.
Yeah, the racing his car.
When that came out, he wasn't slipping. And then all of a sudden there's, well, you know, we're going to question his work ethic. And there's none of those red flags came out until the legal issue popped up. And even at that, you can make the argument he was the best player in the draft. And not only that, they added another elite edge rusher in Nolan Smith in the draft. Yeah. We're talking about the defending NFC champions. They added two of the most prolific defensive players in the draft.
Yeah. They did a nice job with that. And, you know, let's be honest. There's conflicting reports about that. You know, you talk to these people at Georgia, and they'll tell you that here's a kid that would sneak extra food to the kid that wasn't on scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then there's, they were racing. Okay, well, he wasn't involved in the fatal accident. He was a different car. And as far as I know, that's all been cleared up.
Yeah.
There was a traffic violation's been cleared up.
And even if there is issues, can you think of a better environment for a kid to be in right now?
I'll tell you what, if he goes off, no one's going to remember that he was racing a car when he's 19, 20 years old. Because this kid can flat play. So I like the Eagles. I think they're the best team in the division. Now, I want to ask you something. I want you to tell me what you think about Kellen Moore, because I think this is a massive blow to Dallas. And I'm going to say in year two, Brian Daboll overtakes Dallas. And I think that the Giants are going to be the second place team.
I don't. I don't, because I still have more faith in what's under center in Dallas than I do in what's under center in New York. I am a big Dak Prescott guy. I have been for a very long time. I think that one of the reasons I gravitate towards Dak Prescott, I don't know if there is another position in professional sports that brings the level of scrutiny that quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
No, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point.
I don't know, in all of sports, I'm talking about the four major sports. Can you think of another individual position in professional sports that gets ragged on and receives more hatred than the quarterback role of the Dallas Cowboys?
No, I agree with you. And I think, in my mind, I think Mike McCarthy got really stale in Green Bay and got run off.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been close. And I think losing the young, energetic, aggressive play caller is going to really harm the Cowboys. I really do. Losing Zeke Elliott, you know, you can say what you want. He can still pound the ball.
I still may bring him back. Possible. He still doesn't have a home, right?
And McCarthy, well, no, he hasn't. Maybe he comes back. McCarthy mentioned, hey, I don't want to be flashy and score points. I want to run the ball. And, you know, some of his comments taking shots at Kellen Moore. I think that's going to affect the Cowboys. Well, I really do.
I think that's bull crap. And let me tell you why I think that's bull. Because you don't go out and make a deal for Brandon Cooks to put opposite of CeeDee Lamb. You have 2,000-yard receivers. And we both know that Tony Pollard is much more effective when?
When he's a rotational player.
So,
and in space.
You can't tell me that you want to pound the football. Then you get rid of Ezekiel Elliott and you go out and you acquire Brandon Cooks. That doesn't make any sense.
I just don't trust that brain trust. And I really don't. And, you know, Cowboy fans are going to be, hey, this team's been good. They have been. They've been consistent. It's a good roster. And I think this is a team that can win 10 games. But I think they take a step back. And I just look back last year and I'm thinking about this. Kellen Moore went 3-1 with Cooper Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Those were great offensive game plans. Are they going to have great offensive game plans this year? Because, hey, if you look back at Green Bay, them last couple years, McCarthy's offensive game plans were awful.
They were. Yeah, they were.
They squandered away some home field advantage. They did some bad things. I don't know. I just have a feeling that there's going to be a little bit of a slip in Dallas, and Jerry Jones is going to be his own worst enemy.
We both love Brian Daboll.
And I think Brian Daboll makes a jump. That's where I'm guessing I'm where I'm going.
We both love Dan Quinn as well.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
And we're talking about an NFL. He will get a head coaching job, because I think at worst, this Cowboy team is 8th or 9th, maybe 10th best defense in the NFL. They have talent on the defensive end, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that if Dan Quinn wanted, he probably could have grabbed a head coaching job this last offseason. I don't think he wanted. He came out very early in the process, if I remember correctly,
instead
of staying put. But yes, let's take a look at one of the best stories last year. It was without a doubt the New York Giants. And you look at the fact that Daboll left a situation in Buffalo. And I remember having this conversation with you right here. I questioned if the timing was right, because so often coordinators who are a head coach, you know, they have that, they're that caliber. They take the wrong job.
Yeah.
And it taints them forever and you never get another chance. And so I looked at the Brian Daboll choice for him to leave Buffalo to go to New York, and you had to question, was this the right place for him to go? Saquon Barkley looked like a shell of himself. We thought he was a Hall of Fame caliber running back, right, coming out of Penn State. Well, all of a sudden the injuries are piling up, and you got to wonder, is he ever going to get back to where he was? We both love Daniel Jones coming out of college. we love the pick. But at some point, you look at it and say, maybe it's not there. I looked at what was happening in the front office and didn't know if it was the right job for Daboll. I was wrong.
They made some big strides. Are they going to take another leap? And I'm going to bet on Daboll over Mike McCarthy, and people are going to be like, ah, you're crazy. McCarthy's, you know, he's won a Super Bowl. He's been around. I get it. And I may be completely wrong in this because I do like Dallas. Don't get me wrong. I think Dallas, you know, Dan Quinn's great. Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, they've done some good things. But I just got a feeling that the Giants are going to be hot, and they're going to sneak up and maybe get into second place. I don't think it really matters. I think Philly's going to run away with this thing and win it by two games.
Probably.
I really do. I believe that. But I like this team. And you know, I'm interested to see what Bienemy does with Sam Howell. Washington's interesting to me in that. Rivera's been around. He's had some success. He's kind of flatlined there, right? A defense should have played better. But at the end of the year, defense is playing a little better. And all of a sudden, they're excited about Sam Howell. There's some weapons. Does Eric Bieniemy, he takes over a whole offense by himself. How much fun is that going to be?
There's been the talk about Eric Bieniemy for years. People feel like he's gotten a bad rap. He's ready for a head coaching job. He should be considered. And you know what? In all fairness, Eric Bieniemy, he handled that with as much class as you could possibly handle it with, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And I read a great story about him the other day, and he said, you know, maybe it was holding me back, maybe it wasn't. But for Kansas City, he goes, now I'm in control of my destiny. This is my offense. I'm putting my stamp on it. And he goes, and I want to challenge myself. So I went to a challenging situation to challenge myself. And I thought, you know what? He has handled it well. He hasn't cried or made a scene or
woe me
with the world we live in today. There's a lot of things he could have thrown out. He didn't mention one of them.
There was a particular coach in Miami that did just that, and because of it, where's he at today?
Yeah.
He's a positional coach, right?
Yeah, so Bieniemy, with the challenge of himself, I like this. And he's got some weapons out there, man. McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, let's see how it goes.
You know what the most fascinating aspect about Washington is this year? Even more so than Eric Bieniemy. We always talk about ownership.
Yeah.
Now that Dan Snyder is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's an excellent case study because I love owners. I love that aspect of the game. I think you can look at, what's the word I want to use here? I don't want to use relevant owners. I want to, owners that care about winning.
Yeah, the environment.
Because there are a lot of owners. They view their team as a trophy.
Yeah.
They really don't care if they win or lose. And Dan Snyder became a guy that I almost wanted to see win out of spite just because he's a terrible person. Don't get me wrong. But isn't there a part of you that just wanted to see this guy hoist a Lombardi trophy?
Just to stick it to the NFL? Stick it to the man?
He's a horrible human being. So maybe not. Maybe I didn't want to see that. But, you know, the environment that you would read about, it's been dreadful for a decade. And it's gone.
It's going to be gone. And I think that becomes final, what, next month?
Yeah.
The final vote comes in, but it looks like it's going to be done.
It's going to be done.
So is there a new refreshing environment there?
You would think.
I mean, does Ron Rivera probably stays through the first year of ownership? If they don't make a deep playoff run, you think Ron Rivera's there next year?
No, absolutely not.
So is Bieniemy a coach in waiting?
Yes.
Very well could be.
Yes.
That's an interesting dynamic. Do I think Washington wins eight games? No.
No.
Do I think that Dallas, you know, we'll go over the over and unders, but I think Giants are going to be a surprise team. They make a leap, but I do think Philadelphia's class division, like they did getting Rashad Penny, if he's healthy, he's a good football player. I like their draft, so I still think they're the class of the division.
Okay, let's do it. Over unders. Philadelphia, easy one, 10.5.
Over.
Dallas, 9.5.
Over.
I go over as
well. I think they're going to win 10 games.
New York, over under 7.5.
Over.
I'll go over on that as well.
I think they're going to win 10 games.
And then Washington, over under 6.5.
Over.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under with this.
And that is, and I'm going to say this, and this is an easy out. It's kind of the generic answer. That is solely based on Bieniemy bringing Sam Howell along.
Here's a stat for you that I love. Washington has started 14 different quarterbacks since 2017, but they've won at least 7 games in 7 of the last 8 seasons. Think about that. 14 different quarterbacks since 2017. That's beyond what we make fun of the Cleveland Browns for.
Wow, I didn't think it was that much.
And they have still won 7 to 8 games. Won at least 7 games.
This year, I think they do the same thing. I think Sam Howell makes a leap, and he's creative, and Bienem, he gets a little momentum. I think they win 7 games.
It's been fun so far. We still have 2 more divisions to get into, and we're going to tackle that again next week. For the most part, we're in agreement so far. I think in the offseason, it's easy. It's clear cut and dry, but there's still some moves to be made, and we will see some
tweaks.
Roster changes
tweaks
between now and in the start of the season. Vinny, always a pleasure to get you in. We'll do it again next week.
Always good to talk to you, buddy.
It's going to do it for us here on this edition of Drive Time Sports. We'll catch you tomorrow. Be safe. We are out.